Hi, I'm Libby Price, presenter of Country Today on the ACE Radio Network, and it's great to host a new podcast, which has been sponsored by Nutrisoil. It's called Next Generation Ag, powered by Nutrisoil. My co-host is Nutrisoil Director Nicola Maddock, and we'll be unpacking the biological solutions available to farmers in a world of increasing input costs and expectations to produce healthy, sustainable food. Join us as we explore the possibilities beneath our feet. Tell us the history of Nutrisoil. How did it all start?
Well, Libby, probably 25 years ago, it started back on the Yakandanda. It was a dairy beef property. What happened was Graham, who's my father-in-law, he had a chemical accident and he became very unwell. He couldn't farm for nearly a year and still has medical episodes from it at the currently. But he had to farm without chemicals. He had to find another way. And he started making these worm winrows. Essentially, he was using the castings. He was putting out 250 kilos of castings per hectare. And what he found is that his nutrient availability rose without actually putting nutrients on. He was a big super user and would use pesticides and all sorts of things. But he found that just by activating the biology and letting everything unlock, that his pastures were thriving and people were looking over the fence saying, "What are you using? Could you make some for us?"
And did he?
Well, that is how it actually started. So he started setting up the worm systems on other people's properties, and he would travel all over Australia doing that. And he did many of those, but only two, I think, are existing now, because a worm system, it's actually quite labour intensive to look after. And if you don't look after them well, they can die quite easily. And we found that farmers didn't have the water to do it, and that they were farmers. They farmed well. To do everything was just too difficult for them. So then they decided to just have that farm themselves and sell the liquid.
Which is called vermiwash.
Yes.
Do you know where that word comes from?
Yes. So there's so many names for a worm liquid. But I went and studied sustainable agriculture, and all the white papers are called vermiwash. And that's really the best way to explain it, because what we're doing with the misting system is we're washing all of the things that come off the worm. So all of the mucus outside of the worm, and we're washing through all of the castings that have nutrients and all these complex molecules that help with plant immunity. So it really is a vermi wash. So you can also have a compost extract. That's more just putting castings in a bag and bubbling it up for an hour and then using that. But the microbial consistency and biomass just isn't as high. So this is a very concentrated product.
When did Graham or the family make the move? Because you mentioned they're at Yakandanda.
Yes.
Was it to seek out somewhere more suitable for worm farming?
Yes. Well, they did have that property in the family. Everything happens within the family with this business. And I think it was Graham's uncle that had the property. And Graham's uncle wanted to go on farming. So they kind of did a bit of a swap around. And the reason that they did move is because the accountant sort of said, you know, this is becoming a very profitable business for you. They had a car wash and a farm, and Graham just loved it. That's all he wanted to do, was work in the worm farm. So the family made the decision to move to just near the cattle yards on White's Road in Wodonga, so that they could access the manure, and also so they could get transport much easier, because we have trucks coming daily, and to go out to Yakandanda down Ben Valley Road wasn't very efficient.
Very windy.
Yes.
So, Nicola, how do farmers use Nutrisoil?
Libby, there's two main ways Nutrisoil is used: as a seed inoculant and as a foliar fertiliser. As a seed inoculant, you coat the seed at 5 litres per tonne of Nutrisoil. It's just a very small amount and it's very economical. And what that does is it coats a seed with beneficial microbes, nutrients, humic and fulvic acids, and a complexity of molecules that assist that seed to protect itself from pests and diseases. You get this really good rhizosphere where the soil is sticking to the root systems, and it gives it a really good connection to that microbial community in the soil.
So, pardon my ignorance, does the farmer actually put it on the seed?
Yes. So the main way that they would do it is up the auger. You would put a spray on the auger and then it goes into the grouper. But it can be as simple as just putting it on while it's in the seed box and putting your hand and moving it around.
It'd be a lot of work if you were sowing thousands of hectares. I can see the process using the auger.
Yes.
So you said it also activates the microbes around the root zone.
Yes, and that's the essential part of having a healthy plant. So the microbes, they produce their own antibiotics and their own antifungals and antiviruses. You don't actually have to have a fungicide on your seed for it to germinate well. Having said that, if you're in a cropping system that has had high amounts of chemical use and it's been very degraded and has no life in the soil, you might find in transition that you start with that fungicide, but you can drop that out very quickly and put on a biological stimulant on that seed.
And can it be applied to a plant once it's growing?
Yes, so that's the second step, is as a foliar fertiliser. If I could use an example of a wheat crop, you would apply it at mid-tillering when you would normally do your foliar fertiliser. You can add other things with it. So this isn't about just using a biological fertiliser or a stimulant. You've got to monitor your plant through soil tests and through tissue tests, and if there is some missing in your transition to a really healthy soil, you might need to add that as you go along. There are people who just use Nutrisoil and a compost extract in cropping, but they've put all the pieces of the puzzle together, so they're grazing their system well and they've got perennial grasses going growing over summer, like the pasture cropping scenario. A lot of the people just aren't there that there yet, but I'm not saying they won't get there, and we help a lot in that education, helping people really increase the life in their soil while staying profitable.
So you can actually apply it to the root zone?
Yes, in irrigation, people use it in flood irrigation. In cane, they would side apply it to the root zone. You're always trying to get it on a seed as close to the root as possible, or on as a foliar fertiliser. And there's many reasons for that, but the key reason is the plant doesn't have to work as hard. Another key reason for a foliar fertiliser is all of the microbes that land on the leaf of the plant. They act as a deterrent for frost, they protect the plant from heat, and also act as a fungicide themselves.
And they actually help with photosynthesis?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And that's the energy that the plant needs to do work.
You say cane, so it can be used on just about any plant.
Absolutely, yes. It's just how nature has evolved over hundreds of millions of years, Libby. So a worm sort of moves through the soil, leaving nutrients and leaving beneficial microbes so that it can produce food for itself and breed. And we're just collecting all of that the worm is normally putting throughout the soil and putting it in a container so the farmers can get their plant to photosynthesize more.
Just like a miracle, really, isn't it?
Yes, it really is.
Nature at its best.
Nature is an absolute miracle.